If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So we've got Make It Sense today.
Huh?
We're talking about something that is precious. Oh, you've got something. I forgot. I've been here for a year, but yo.
Make It Make Sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
What difference does it make? Anyway, I was still going to you. I was going to introduce him.
Moses Garden.
Today we want to talk about something precious.
Sure.
And you know, you always hear people saying, you know, I can actually manage to live without electricity, but water.
Mm.
Now think about people who have been without water for 6 months. You have those people. Yeah, there are people who will call now and say, I've been without water for 6 months, 4 months, a month, you know. And a guy was saying to me, isn't that strange though, how we think when you think about water, that we've had so much water, right? And when these guys come out and say there's going to be a water shortage, it's like,
why?
What the hell are you talking about? Everything boils down to infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, people who are responsible for it get paid every month. But anyway,
I
will leave it to you, sir, because you might disappear and say you no longer want to work on Mondays.
Heaven, I'll never be forgiven. I'll never be forgiven for this. But we're speaking about Rand Water's planned maintenance. They announced it some time ago, and we just thought it was worthwhile to check in with the utility to get a sense of how far they are. And you're right. I mean, at the heart of it, they're telling us it's about making sure that the infrastructure, which is really at the heart of many of the water wars we're facing, can be a whole lot more sustainable than hopefully it was over the past couple of weeks, months, maybe even years. So let's get an update with Mike Nosi Maro. She's the Rand Water spokesperson and joins us now via our telephone line. Mike Nosi, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all your colleagues and your listeners. And it's very key that we speak to water. I did hear Glenn saying it's a very important resource, and indeed it is important.
Yeah, and that's why this process, I suppose, is also equally crucial. You released a statement, I think it was earlier today, announcing that work on the B16 pipeline has been completed. Help us kind of place in layman's terms what that means and whether or not people should technically have taps or water running through their taps.
Okay, let's start by explaining what we mean by the tying in of the B6 pipeline. Our pipelines are quite long. We get water from the valve, let me put it that way. So we have to take water from the valve up to Rustenburg. So that tells you the distance that these pipelines travel.
Hmm.
So when we tie in that pipeline, we tie it in from the Sekerbosch Station 5. That's where we purify water. So we have two purification plants in the valve. So we tie that pipeline. We tie it from Sekerbosch up until to a point where we realize there are no issues in between the pipeline. So we completed the work ahead of time. So we are pumping as we speak. Some areas are beginning to get water. Some of them are not getting water. The reason for that is because the high-lying areas are the ones that are going to be struggling more. Because remember, as soon as water comes in, the low-lying area will get water first. Once they have water, then the water will move to the high-lying areas.
Hmm. All right. My understanding is that the process itself will continue until the 21st of July. So that's next month or so. Are there any early signs about whether or not we're still on track for that? I mean, is it still early to tell?
It's still early to tell, but looking at what we did with the one that we had, I mean, remember we planned 407 hours. We finished quite earlier than we thought. We are hoping with all other projects we'll finish on time. So what we are actually encouraging our residents is, if you don't have water in your area, please speak to your municipality. They will be able to assist you with regards to roaming tankers.
Yeah. I mentioned before our discussion that hopefully on the other side of this, infrastructure will be a whole lot more reliable. Is that, how do I phrase this? Is that something you also working towards? So let me rephrase the question entirely. Can people anticipate water interruptions caused by infrastructure faults on the other side of this project?
Okay, let me answer the question this way. The reason why we are undertaking this maintenance. We want to increase our capacity so that we're able to supply more water to more residents, but also we want to ensure that our plants are always readily available so that when we want to purify water, there are no challenges. That's the reason why we are undertaking the maintenance. With regards to us not seeing any or not having any other interruptions, there would be other interruptions. Remember, it's crucial for us to always have maintenance. If it's once a year, it's important. Just like when you take your car for a service, it's exactly the same principle. You have to take your car for service so that it runs longer, it saves you mileage in terms of petrol, and it keeps you safe.
Yeah.
And maybe let me just try and jump in and maybe add on to what Ayanda was asking. In the past, there has been conversations or talks around that maintenance has not been up to date when it comes to our pipeline infrastructure, right? So I think we want to know is to take into confidence that there will definitely be update when it comes to maintenance, and the routine maintenance that you do will not affect us as heavily as it does right now.
Look, at the moment, it's not affecting the residents the way we were anticipating. I think people were panicking. People were actually stockpiling water so that they don't struggle when it comes to water. So people are not struggling. A lot of areas have recovered, especially in Ekurhuleni. That's where we started. Now we are moving to Johannesburg. So that is not a problem. The other question that you asked was about the infrastructure. Are we maintaining our infrastructure? I'm going to speak for Rainwater because that's who pays my salary. We do maintenance every year. We do budget. We have a five-year yearly budget. Every year, we sit down and we look at areas that need to be maintained that are urgent. We see what is it that we can actually maybe postpone to next year, postpone to an area where it's actually lower. For example, winter, we know that the consumption is quite low. Hence, we decide to always take our maintenance during this time of the year.
Yeah, Makanosi.
So we do maintain our infrastructure.
Right. Sorry for interrupting you there. You mentioned that some people were panicking and stockpiling, and I think a lot of that comes from people perhaps not having information at their disposal. Where can people go? You mentioned earlier that perhaps the municipal offices are a good place to start, but is there no quicker way just to check on your fingertips whether or not, you know, if you don't have water, this is all part of the plan or part of some other unknown issue?
Are you referring other than the social media platforms that we are always using, we are always referring to? Because remember, it's quite easy. I know it's not everybody who has access, but it's quite easy. As soon as anything happens, we are able to go there and actually give out information as soon as possible, readily available. People are able to access information that way. Also, the other way is to contact your municipality. That's the best way. Rainwater is a bulk water supply. We supply municipalities. Where water goes from there, that would be where municipalities come in. They'll be able to direct. If we're saying to them now, for example, with Ekurhuleni, there will be water in Duduza, and Ekurhuleni decides to say, no, we're taking water to Daveyton, then whose fault is going to be? So we are relying on municipalities to share information to ensure that there is water available as per the agreement that we had.
I'll not tender more of the water leaks so I can monitor all of them and report people who are wasting water, especially those people who decide to water their plants when it's hot. I'm available.
Unfortunately, Corona, you know, the pipelines are on a one, they are underground, so you won't even see them.
Underground.
So we do have technology. No, yes, we have technology to test them. So, but if you are going to mass piling, I'm sure you can find something.
Mikey knows.
She's not trying to play with nobody. Can't blame Glenn for trying. Makinosi Maruo is Randwater spokesperson. Thanks very much for your time.
Make It Make Sense with Ayanda Nyati. Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, in the future, we will not be talking about water cuts and stuff, because it really is irritating, especially when they affect hospitals.
Yep.
Isn't it fascinating that Makinosi said that the water maintenance has actually not affected as many people as she thought it would? Is it like a municipal thing now? Because, guys, there's water shortage everywhere. Like, yeah, water cuts everywhere. So when she said, no, Ekuruleni, I'm like, brah.
I suppose she's saying it could have been worse than what it is at the moment. On paper, their plans, or they had envisioned that the maintenance project would have caused disruptions and outages that are far more reaching than what we see.
Yeah, almost complete shutdown.
Unless then the municipalities are then watershedding.
Yeah.
Because it's then out of their ambit. Mm. Because if they've given municipality the water, how the municipality distributes it, they don't actually oversee that process. So maybe she's quite right. All we got to do is go to our municipal offices.
Mm. She's always
because
right.
Water shedding, you heard her. She's a force, that one.
Mm.
Water shedding has been happening in the hood. It's happening even in the burbs. It's happening everywhere now.
Why
Kimakala Haare. The impact is less.
Right now, it's Clay Villa Manamans for the past 2 days.
Yeah, give my kids. Now I'm really shocked.
Mm. Clayville.
Yeah.
Clayville. Oliphant Fontaine or from that side.
So Tala Ganjani, Clay Manamans.
Oh my word, Clay!
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So we're talking water. I see we're getting a lot of voice notes from Clayville.
I want to know, lately our water in Benoni, it's yellowish and it's not drinkable. So I don't know, how unhealthy is this water? Because of now we are supposed to buy water and drink it, because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
It's yellowish, so, and sometimes it'll come out like it's got sand inside. So we want to know how unhealthy is this.
Yazi, we don't have water since Thursday. Manje, I've been driving around and try to go to La Manzi, awekho asinamanzi, sele ngamngesigubhe siwani samanzi okuphuza, and mina angikwazi ukulala ngagezanga. So angiyazi into ye-rainwater ukuthi ithini. Angibazi nje ukuthi u-rainwater uzimiselene. Can we please have a way forward?
Mina ejardini ugcwele amanzi, i-bathtub sigcwalisa amanzi, amabhaketi agcwele amanzi, ama-5 liters agcwele amanzi, because bebasitshela ukuthi amanzi wonke azovaya, only to find out akunavati evaya. Mina la ngihlala khona akuvayanga vati. So le nto ezigcwele zigcwele nje, zigcwele. But as they say, you're better safe than sorry. So, someone's not serving this for other functions than not having a month at all.
We are going to lend to your government. We have resources must be shared. No bulk water, then municipality, then what? You don't know who to blame. Even with ESCOM, this thing, some of the electricity now ends on my municipality. This is what's confusing the people. They've created so many layers. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, it's the same issue we had recently. Remember when you were talking about women who back on the roads with kids?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We're told the JMPD has to do this. The police have to do this. This department has to do this. Then it leaves you confused.
I think the best thing about red tape is that it makes everybody dodge responsibility. When there's so much red tape there, if I saw a rainwater, why rainwater is out of me? What's on that? The municipality can be there to make sure that, you know, as a thing, but it's about Ronaldo Fila municipality.
For
their municipality must share the water, because then municipality are no, rainwater is out of me, it's enough. Rainwater, no,
everyone is shifting blame.
Absolutely.
Everyone is shifting blame. No one wants to take responsibility.
That's what bureaucracy does. It allows people to dodge responsibility.
bureaucrats.
I think if I've been reading the statements correctly from Johannesburg Water, I think they said something about reducing pumping. So it doesn't necessarily mean, well, to me, it doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be water supply. It's just probably the pressure is going to be low or something like that. So that's my understanding, according to what I've been reading and the updates that they've been giving around the shutdown that they have for tomorrow. So I haven't really prepared much. Just reduce pressure. So, yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I stay in Ekurhuleni. Mm. So we had low water pressure now from Friday morning it was. What I did, ngifaka amanzi ebhaveni. If the water does come back, probably going to use that water to do laundry, so afake emshinini, you know, manually, so that at least we save water. But otherwise, the water ebhaveni, it was going to be used for endeavors, the toilet, and so forth. Then for Uphuza, I mean, hey, always keep buckets, hey, for such days, so that at least we've got clean running water and for drinking. But yeah, for Ugwasha and anything else, and for toilet use, I just filled up the bath. Mabuya manzi, I'm going to use the same water to wash your laundry emshinini.
Okay, sharp maintenance. Siyabeza was a stir bakuluma ngama service. Kufana nemoto. Okay, sharp. Makes sense. Siyabeza. Marai, no. Kusegu tala slindi. Sinangada ifoslora sinteng frustrata kakulu. Kut basbege la machocho tank ke makoneni. But then they don't come and refill la machocho tank. But expect kuti la machocho tank azo shala na manz. Oro wana zo create a manz. Mabange izbazo wa refill la wat senze ganja. Seskostega manjo kuti sambe se tenga manz. Manzi nakona yo ay bafit no lenti amanzi no ya frustrated to be honest bashela ngokuthi ayabuya bathi azobuya fanda slindile stinga manzi bafit angeke ay
libua ka Clayville for 2 days. Runa, we've been without water since last week, Thursday, Wednesday, mitetsa maile. And then since nje, haruso bilimit, and today ki Monday. So understand, nzibaru jeta or these trucks, these whatever, we don't understand, but it's been since Thursday. So baba 2 days at least. Te manje, gumo shagel.
I, Runa, I have to say, mo box back you, we don't have such problems. Thanks to mitetsa maya, we filled up. We did what we had to do. Don't know, maybe other areas of Boksburg, but we have been with water.
This thing, water shedding, I see again, I see water shedding. Something is totally gonna mess here, but the isoxini isiveza ngoba nelo shedding yacala so, but asikho lapho. Can somebody find out, when you're driving around around the Free State and all the way up, I travel quite a bit, the Orange River, there's a passage la number where you look out on your right, the Orange River is empty. And that's one of the biggest. So could we not have a situation where somebody is directing water, others creating their own private dams? Or I'm not a conspirator, but something is wrong. Linked to private.
Yo, guys, Ezola, literally every second day. You can't even plan, as you say, I'm planning your wash, like you don't know, what is it, what is the problem? There's no communication regarding, you're not sure, which is it rent water or Johannesburg water, but in Jay, Ezola, so it, but we're going to get a little Nakamai, Matata fan.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.